experts say it takes 30 days to make or break a habit. Focus your attention on dealing with a habit at a time until you have mastered the good habits and conquered the bad habit before you move over to the next one. To change the outcome of your life, you need to change the habits of your life. To change the habits of your life, you need to change the beliefs of your mind. Believe you can conquer every bad habit and nurture and develop great habits. Believe that divinity within you is ever present to help you conquer bad habits and develop good habits if you ask Him to help you. Believe that God's power within you will make you to become the master of yourself. When you develop and maintain good habits, the bad habits at the opposite pole withers away. You develop and maintain good habits when you focus on the virtues you want to retain rather than focusing on the vices you want to discard. When you dwell on the gains of cultivating good habits, the pains of discipline becomes satisfying. Visualize yourself experiencing or enjoying the rewards of cultivating good habits, and you will materialize it. Falling and rising is the prelude to rising and never falling. Patience keeps you at pace with producing good habits. Fix your mind on the goal and the goal you will attain. Set your gaze on the target you will hit. Activity and not passivity energizes your forward motion in cultivating better habits. When you wait to feel like it, you will fail to keep at it in your habits formation. However, when you act like it, you activate the operation of formation of good habits. When you are busy doing the right things, the wrong things fade away from your life. When you are busy doing the right things, the wrong people fade away from your life. Thanks so much for listening. These principles will work for you if you work them into your life. See you over the top.